Time now to catch up with a good friend of the show. His name is Brent Riley, former Crow, now the South Adelaide GM of football. Radar, good morning to you, mate.
Thanks, Hagee. How are you, mate?
Hey, good, thank you, mate. Good to have you on board this morning. Take us through the new role and how it all came about.
Yeah, I went down the old coaching path there for a while, and I really enjoy the coaching, but I just didn't want to be a head coach. So I had this in my mind finally when I retired and did some business studies, and then, yeah, just went down this path, and just a conversation with a mate halfway through the year, and it just sort of came to fruition from there. So, yeah, I started last week and really enjoying the role.
So no coaching, you don't want to get down on the green stuff at all and try and help out? You just want to sit in that office perched up high and watch them run around?
Yeah. Well, Cairns, when you got to sit down and watch a game of footy, and then you got to watch it again about three or four times in a row following into the another game, it becomes a bit tedious. But I just feel I could use my knowledge in and around the game of football. And, I still got a lot to learn around the business side of things, but... I've got some good people around me to help me out with that. But, just looking forward to the next challenge and next phase of my life.
It sounds like as well, Radar, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but when you're coaching as a full-time job like you were in the setup with the Crows, does it somewhat take away your love of the game a little bit?
It does a little bit. I guess it's just the tedious work you have to do. Like, you prepare for a game, on a Monday, and if it's just say it's round one, you got to watch your opposition. You got to watch whatever line you look after, and you probably watch their game about three or four times, and then you got to the game's on, so you got to prepare for the game. You got to get the line all set up. You might have an important message, and then you got to code the game after the game. So you've already watched the game live, and then you got to code it after, and then you got to show the players. So it becomes a pretty tedious role. The guys that are high up, like all the head coaches and some of the senior assistants and even the line coaches, that they love the game. But it's still it can become really tedious, just coding and looking at games in after you're in, and just becomes a little bit monotonous, really.
Do you feel like that could affect the longevity of assistant coaches going forward? Because generally, like you said, the love for the game is strong, and then you naturally, as a player, you like to move into that coaching role. But then I feel like assistant coaches now are getting more drained in the space of sort of 2 to 3 years, and are looking to move out of the game. You think that's an issue with assistant coaches at the moment?
No, it's just work. It's just, if you want to get high up, you have to really diligent with your work, and you have to work pretty hard. And there's probably ways that they could do a little bit better. There's always ways. Nixie's always trying to find ways to not have to watch the game so much. But you just get entrenched with it all. You get caught in the moment, and all you want to do is just make your team better, but also make the individuals that you've got, in your line better. So you're trying to find little things that they're doing well, but also little things that they can improve on to make them better. So I guess if you manage your time and your effort around watching and coding the game, hopefully you're good enough to work out the things that those players and the team need to work on to win games of footy, but also for them to play some good football for the club.
Right, I'll take us through what's impressed you most about South Adelaide. From the outside looking in, it looks like it's a really strong culture, and clearly they're getting some good results on the park. Next step, obviously, is to potentially win a premiership, but still, finals seem to be on the radar every year.
Yeah, it's good to go back to the footy clubs. The AFL industry, they're football clubs, but they're not the old school football clubs where you have a palmy or a schnitzel on a Thursday night and a couple of beers, and you can have a couple of beers after the game with all the supporters, and you sort of miss that aspect of just a football club when you're in the AFL system. And I've been really impressed with the support that South have. Like, they're not a massive club within the sample, but the amount of support and people that just love the South Adelaide Football Club, I'm sure it'd be the same for other football clubs, but the amount of volunteers that are down there that are always just willing to come and help out, that they've been starved for success for such a long time. And I think, you know, Buffer and Joe Wright and Neil Sharp have done a really, really good job of trying to get the culture back of what it should be like at South Adelaide Football Club, back prelims. So the foundations are there, and we're working really hard to upskill some talent within, but also without the industry of the AFL, the guys that might get listed or might not get the opportunity in the draft. So we're the ones that hopefully can get those guys on our list, and hopefully they can play well and get there and live their dream of playing AFL football again. So the foundations are there, and you know, Mark Clayton's done an excellent job with their talent program, and you can see this year I think they'll have maybe three or four drafted again, and there's more coming through that program. So the club's done a really good job of getting the right people in those right roles to get it back to hopefully for some success.
One of the absolute perks, a couple of beers at the right appropriate time and a schnitzel. Have you sampled one yet, Radar? Jimmy Dean's, how do they go?
Yeah, Jimmy Dean's is actually quite nice. We have lunch down there most days, and there's still a fair amount of people are flowing through there. And no, I haven't had a schnitzel yet, Hazy, but I'm sure I'll get in on.
Yeah, I might fly over and join you. That sounds absolutely delightful. Great year from Bryce Gibbs, a McGarry medalist. What's his future like in terms of contract status at South?
Yeah, he's going to go around again next year. I just shows the character of Bryce. He's copped a few whacks over the last couple of years, and you know, especially coming to Adelaide and couldn't get a game, and the club didn't really require him, so he went down to South, and he's done a really good job with not only playing really football, but just helping those young kids coming through. He had a huge influence on Jason Horne Francis, and you can see what he's done with him and how he's performed this year. There's an 18-year-old in a men's competition. Bryce, his whole character, he's done an excellent job down there, and he's doing a really good job with that up and coming talent coming through the program. So he played some outstanding football this year, and it was a good response from having a lot of setbacks in the last couple of years.
Right, on my time here, I haven't seen someone as scrutinised as Bryce Gibbs in the last couple of seasons at the Crows. And obviously, it's a mad football bubble here. But this year, and I'm assuming without actually knowing exactly what's going inside, that Bryce seems extremely happy, and maybe the pressure's gone and he's playing some really good football on top of it.
Yeah, I think, as you said, mate, it's a bubble here in Adelaide, and unfortunately, you know, the Crows and the Port, if they play well, it's good, but if they play bad, that's just what the media thrive on that. So, unfortunately, you know, Bryce wasn't playing the footy that he wanted, and he just copped it from the media, and I think. And you see what he's gone down here. He's got the pressure's off him, the shackles are off him. He's really enjoying his football. He's really enjoying his role down there, and hopefully he can do the same for us next year.
And on field, what about some signings? You're looking to acquire some signatures. Big Keegan Brooksby, who left South Adelaide, was picked up in the mid-season draft. Is he a chance to return to the Panthers?
Yeah, we're in conversations with Keegan. He's actually come back to Adelaide. He's in quarantine, the poor fella. So I think he's about halfway through his quarantine. Now you feel for those sort of guys that have got to come back and sit in their room for 14 days. But yeah, we've been in conversations with Keegan, and those conversations are ongoing. And I guess we're obviously trying to get the local talent, but we're obviously trying to get those guys that are unfortunately being delisted or might not get an opportunity in the draft. So the list lodgement will, I think it's the 31st of October, so we're hanging out for sort of that and see who's not on the list anymore, and then we'll get in contact. And we've already been in conversation with some of those guys that the clubs have made a decision on, so hopefully going forward we'll be able to get those guys to come over and play for the Panthers.
What about the big fella, Dean Brogan? We've spoken to him a few times. He's one of our favourites. Is he on board again, helping out in a ruck capacity?
Yeah, he's going to come down and be our midfield coach. So he's going to look after a line. So it's fantastic for Brogues to come down and to help out the club that sort of gave him an opportunity when he was a young fella to play football. So, he's going to bring a wealth of experience involved in GWS, involved in Ports program. So we're really looking forward to what Dan can bring. And I'm sure he'll help you not only the rucks, but also help out our midfielders.
So you mentioned those prelim finals earlier. Is it what does it take to get to that next level, do you think, for this group?
I think Jared's done a fantastic job with the playing the list that we've actually got, and we're just trying to bolster up what that list looks like. So we're trying to get that upper end talent. You look at Eagles and they've got talent come out of their ears with the, you know, the single sort of fell in their lap this year. They got Nida, they got the two Menzels brothers, they got Cheetah. So their top end talent is really, really, really superior, and Glenelg's exactly the same. So we just need to match that superior talent, whether we get from clubs trying to poach players from other clubs, but also just getting those players over from whether it's Victoria or Queensland, New South Wales, that are trying to prove their worth and get an opportunity back in the AFL system. And the club's done a fantastic job in trying to get those players, the mature players. I think they got about 7 or 8 drafted through their time of getting those mature age players to actually get back on an AFL list. So the club's done a fantastic role in developing those guys and giving them another opportunity. So, yeah, mate, we're on the search. We're trying to find the best talent we can to help us get to that next step, but also win the premiership too.
Right, you've got such a strong history with the Crows as a player. There's not many 200-game players going around, but then also with your stint in coaching. And you leave now, is the club heading in the right direction, do you think?
I think so. They've still got a fair way to go within, you know, getting the best talent they can. I think Nixie's done a fantastic job in just getting the boys to just really compete and be competitive week in, week out. And you know, he's got a fantastic coaching group. You know, Scotty Burns and James Raleigh and Nathan Van Burla have been really important in inclusions into that coaching group. And, you know, the under guys, you know, like Michael Godden's looking after the sample. You know, he's got a wealth of experience in football and he's fantastic for the kids coming through. And Matty Wright and Marco Bello, the guys that are helping that young group develop. And, well, we're pretty competitive this year in the sample. We should have won a few more games than what we did. But, yeah, it's good exposure for those young guys coming through. But, yeah, I think if we can keep getting the right talent in at the right time, I think they've got a good opportunity again this year with the draft. And, time will happen. But I think they're on the right path for the club to get back up there and play some finals footy again.
So generally, in my experience, you've got to have something a little bit off about you to be a senior coach. They're often a bit quirky or a bit weird. Matty Nix seems almost too normal. There's got to be something a little bit off about him that you can share.
Yeah, well, he's an absolute nut of the game. Like, we talk about him you know, coding and all those sort of things. Like, I don't know how his wife handles it, but I think he's down at the club at 6 a.m. every day, just watching vision, getting the right vision out to show the players. And his diligence and his work ethic to look at vision and get the right vision to help the players understand not only his philosophy, but for them to play the best footy they can, is second to none. And I think the last person I saw do that was Phil Walsh. He was, I think one day one of the coaches thought he'd get in there first, and Walsh's been there since 4 a.m. So, you know, their commitment to their own craft of, you know, understanding the game, their knowledge of the game is second to none, really. Like, and I think Nixie's similar in that. He understands the game really well, but he understands what the player need and how he's going to coach the players to not only win, but for them to play their best footy they can. So, yeah, mate, they are unique, and I've not met one coach that's just probably straight down the line and normal. They're a little bit one thing they do are they're absolutely students of the game, and they absolutely love it.
Confirmation though, right? They are all weirdos. Is that what you're saying?
Nice way of saying it.
Mate, appreciate your time this morning. Really great result for the sample as a whole to get you involved with South Adelaide. Looking forward to seeing what the Panthers can do in the upcoming season, mate. We'll catch up with you again really soon.
Thanks, boys. See you later.